Hello?
Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper?
No.
No. Okay. Would you have a few minutes, ma'am, for a short survey? Please allow me to go ahead and ask you a few questions. Just allow me.
How many questions? Because I've had surveys that went on and on and on. I do not have 15 minutes to do a survey.
I'm going to make it really brief, ma'am. It would only take from 5 to 10 minutes the most, ma'am. Okay. Let me go ahead and... okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th?
I'm only
going to
vote if I get, the ballot, or write-in ballot. I get it every year, and, our postman is away, and I haven't really gotten any mail, and I'm disabled, and I have not been able to get anything. Are you supposed to even vote today?
It will be on the August the 20th. Would you say on August the 20th you will definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to
vote?
I
don't go to vote anyway, anytime. I get a mail-in ballot. It comes to me.
You vote via a paperwork that gets sent to you?
Exactly, yes.
And when that paperwork arrives, ma'am, will you definitely vote, or are you very likely to vote?
I'm going to vote, yes.
Okay. With which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background? African American or black, Asian American, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
And what is your age? Would you say 18 or 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 and 65 to 65, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Would you say housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government?
All of those.
To name one, would you say one of those, would you say one from the following list, from quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, and floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency?
Yeah, that one.
The floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency? Or the inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
Inflation.
Okay. And although it's a non although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democrat candidate and a Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Probably.
All the way down. It doesn't. If you want to ask me any kind of question, even if I don't know who they are, I'll vote Democratic.
Okay. So from the options you will definitely vote for a Democratic candidate, probably vote or lean slightly for the Democratic candidate, or will you definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably vote for the
definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you
what
have
if
no
I don't
opinion,
know who they are?
Or if you have never heard of each person, just say so, okay?
Okay.
Would you say Cindy Lerner? Would you say never heard of her? What about Richard Prasnick?
No.
Would you say you have never heard of
him? No, that's what I'm saying. I only keep up with the big ones. I don't keep up with the
this. Okay. And what about Raquel Regalado?
I've heard of her, but I don't know. I do not have an opinion one way or the other.
Okay. And you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Major and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Major were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Manny Sid, Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levine Cavill.
Yeah.
Daniela Levine Cavill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela
I'm
Levine?
Yes, I'm definitely voting.
Okay.
Is this the one in the election in November?
This will be for August. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, or Raquel Regalado?
I wouldn't vote because I don't know any of them. And I think Regalado is Republican, isn't she?
And if you had to choose today, which candidate would you lean in towards? For Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, or Raquel Regalado? Or
I asked you what party affiliation is Regalado? Hello?
Yes, ma'am?
Is she a Republican or a Democrat?
Okay,
are you going to answer me or I'm going to hang up?
Let me go ahead and provide to you the correct answer. Bear with me for a second.
Yes?
Bear with me for a second. Thank you.
just
they have to pay you a lot to do this kind of work. I mean, don't you get a load of hang-ups? Are you are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
What did I say? I said that a lot of people must, you have to be, to do this kind of work, everyone must hang up.
Allow me just say a few seconds, ma'am, when I go ahead and provide to you the correct information.
Well, what
she will be from the, she's from the Republican Party, ma'am.
I don't want, I don't know any of them.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think Raquel Reglado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? Would you say she's part of the problem? Part of the problem, okay. Or part of the solution? Part of the problem.
Problem.
Yes. And on a different topic, Major Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County home owners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
And will you definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
Probably.
Okay. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner after hearing each.
I don't know anything about her. So look at I just told you I don't know anything about her. Say all the bad things. I don't care. But I'm not staying on the phone talking about her because I don't know about her.
Okay. Please allow me to provide to you the questions. If you do not know, please say so. Or if it makes no difference, say so as well. Okay, ma'am? Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, okay. And while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would you say you are much more likely will vote for Cindy Lerner knowing this information? Somewhat more likely will vote for her? Somewhat less likely will vote for her? Or much
somewhat
less likely? Somewhat more likely to vote for her, correct?
Yes.
And
is this much longer? Because it's already been 15 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. We are approximately close to 70%, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and I'll make it brief, okay? As a major of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media who say she does not have the temperament to hold the elected office. Knowing this information, will you much more likely vote for her, somewhat more likely vote for her, somewhat less likely vote for her, or much less likely vote for her?
Much less likely to vote for her.
Yeah, okay. Excuse me, ma'am.
Bless you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Cindy Lerner, ma'am, has a history of favoring large scale developments that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune developing and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as a major of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Knowing this information, ma'am, would you much more likely vote for her, somewhat more likely vote for her, or somewhat less likely vote for her, or much less likely? As a major of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Knowing this information, ma'am, would you much more likely vote for her, somewhat more likely vote for her, somewhat less likely vote for her, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical...
I really don't know anything about her.
So, okay, I'm now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado.
Just put them all down that I'm not going to vote for her.
So, okay, for... quality purposes, ma'am?
Every question about Regalar, I'm not going to vote for her. So put down, you know, that I'm not likely to vote for her. I'm strongly not likely to vote for her for all the questions about her.
Okay. Would it be okay, ma'am, if I can read to you the questions, and I'll go ahead and put them down as a much less likely as you have stated?
I can't stay on the phone that much longer. You know, you said it was going to be 5 minutes. It's already 7:10, and I haven't even eaten dinner.
I'm going to make it brief. We are 2 out of 3 minutes away, ma'am. We are close to 80%. I'm going to make it really quick, okay? Please allow me to read the questions, and I'm going to go ahead and note down your answers. I'm going to go ahead and make it fast, okay? Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Would this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
I told you,
much
everything
less likely
with her, I am not voting for her. So put down...
Much
I'm not
going
to vote for her strongly about every question about her. I'm not, just say strongly not going to vote for her.
Okay. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including...
told you I'm not going to vote for her. So every question about her,
much less likely to vote for her?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me for a moment. Bear with me for a second, and now I'm taking into account everything you just heard. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Cindy Lerner?
Oh, I'm not doing this anymore. You have three more names. I'm not going through this. I mean, come on. Just put whatever. I'm not voting, okay?
Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, Raquel Reglado?
I have no idea.
Okay. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Reglado, or do you follow her?
No.
Okay. And are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content, but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. Only in Dade, would you follow it regularly, or would you not follow it regularly, or not follow at all? Only in Dade?
Only in Dade, I would follow it.
And Key Biscayne Independence?
What?
Yes, Key Biscayne Independence.
Key.
Not regularly, or you do not.
I don't understand what you're asking. What are you asking?
Key,
what's your question?
This is a list of websites, online newspapers.
Oh, come on, sir. I'm going to hang up. I can't take this anymore.
Allow me just one more minute, ma'am. The names that I'm providing to you are names of newspapers or places or websites. Please let me know if you follow it regularly, if you do not follow it, or if you follow it but not regularly. Can you please let me know if you follow regularly the Key Biscayne Independence, or you do not follow it regularly, or you do not follow it?
I do not follow it. You know, it's already been 25 minutes.
I'm going to make it really quick, man. We're almost done. What about the local political blogs? Would you follow it regularly?
No.
Follow it? Yeah, okay. And what about Miami's community news? Would you follow it regularly? Would you follow it but not regularly, or you do not follow it?
I would follow it but not regularly.
And what about the FM radio? Would you follow it regularly, or follow it but not regularly, or
regularly?
And what about the local newspaper, like the Miami Herald or the El Nuevo Herald?
No, I read all my news on the internet.
So you do not follow it, correct?
No.
No. Okay. And what about the AM talk or new radio?
No.
Okay. We are at 91%, ma'am. I'm going to make it really quick. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Just to be sure, we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Would you say somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, a college...
College with an associate.
With an associate? No, okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Once again, your opinion is very important. Okay, ma'am, you have yourself a wonderful night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.